Welcome. You're listening to Babes in Voiceland, Erica, Terry, Diana, and Beth. Get ready for a great show. I think all of us here exercise in one way or another, right? I know, Diana, you love the gym, right?
Yep.
She's a gym rat.
She's not a rat.
I love the gym.
I love my power walks with my puppy dog, and I like my bicycle.
And Terry,
I run up and down the stairs here.
She does.
And at school, I'm sure you walk and walk.
I have my Fitbit so I can keep track of my steps to make sure I'm always moving.
Right. Yep. And Beth?
Mostly I get exercise walking around Red Rock. And arm exercise, hitting the buttons.
Right.
But back in the day, you didn't just punch buttons. You used to pull the handle.
Yeah, that's when we got more exercise. But,
well, you don't get to do that anymore.
I know.
Well, you could do it on Megabox.
Some.
Yes,
yeah.
You could
still
do it on Megabox. You could hit
it's
one, two, three, and pull. You don't have to hit max.
But to get back to exercise, I like Pilates. I just restarted Pilates. I'm really enjoying it. But I just found about a new exercise that actually has started over in England. And Beth, I thought about you with this exercise, and I think everybody would really like it.
Okay,
it's called Napper-size.
Napper-size?
Pardon me? Napper-size. It's for people who maybe don't get a lot of sleep or who are sleep deprived. And so what you do is you go and you take this class and you do stretching. And then you get a 45-minute nap with a blanket and a pillow.
Nice.
It's like being in kindergarten.
Exactly, like preschool. And they pipe in really nice soothing music.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you wake up and you stretch again. And then you're done. And you get to pay for it.
Oh, no.
But I could do that.
You know what?
Here.
That would be totally lost on me because I cannot nap.
Yeah. I can't either. I hate people taking naps.
And how could you nap with like 30 other people lying on the floor with you?
I mean, I don't. That is hysterical.
And you pay for that. You pay to take a nap.
Yeah, you pay to take a nap.
I wouldn't do that. So that's got to be some very lonely people that do that, that need friends.
We need friends, we have each other. Some big companies have like napping rooms, you know?
What?
They do.
Like corporations?
Yeah, corporations, they do.
Well,
but this is funny because they call it napper size. So think of some other things we could say, put size at the end, and it sounds like exercise.
But it isn't.
I know, but it doesn't matter because it has size at the end. Like, could you eat or size?
You could.
Yeah.
Eat or size? You know?
What else could you gamble or size?
I bet you could.
Gamble size.
Right, pulling those one-arm bandits is very good for your hands.
Hey, I could give classes.
I'm very good at
poker. Ask Erica.
And walking all around the Red Rock to get your free liquor and your free this and to get to the buffet.
I got the Patron.
It's pointer-size. It's pointer-size.
There you go.
I know. But yes, I got, you
back
had your choice
I
of lime, mango, or something else.
Which one
else
did you get?
I got the lime.
Oh,
lime
I wanted the mango.
It's in my trunk. You want me to open it when we're done?
Well, I think we should finish the banter first.
Well, we could.
And then we can do drunker-size.
Drunker-size. Diana, that's perfect. You could do reader-size. You could do, I don't know what else you could do. You could walk your dog aside. But that is
that
exercise. What about TV or size?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
Well, that's as good as nap size.
Laugh or size.
I like laugh or size.
Yeah, laugh or size would be good.
Well,
we can have a laughing class.
Some other stuff, but I can't say.
What, sexercise?
I was going to say, but Erica made me do it. I want some sexercise.
baby. Yeah, so
you think it, we say it.
That's right. That's why it's so nice. You guys say what I only think.
Just like Beezy said, you guys finish each other's thoughts, you finish each other's sentences.
Exactly. Shout out to Beezy,
our number one fan in Chicago.
That's right.
Of our fan club.
Woohoo! Yeah. Okay, so just
we
think
should
about
have
that.
Her start a fan club.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I think so. Beez, get on it.
Get on it. I'll give you some recipes if you start a fan club, okay? Well, anyway, I think that this was really great, and I'm so tired. I think I need to go take a nap while you get the Patron. How about that?
Okay. It's a beautiful day in Brooklyn with everyone's favorite sisters, Sadie and Sophie.
Hello, Sadie.
Was machst du?
Why, Sophie, you know, I'm not usually a kvetch. Actually, that's more your department, but...
What? Don't butt me. What kind of mishigas is that, Sadie? I'm not a kvetch. I hardly ever complain.
Oh, really? You never complain. I guess I woke up in an alternate universe today because I have a shvester named Sophie that never kvetches and a husband that isn't a pain in the tortoise.
Pain in the What's going on with you?
Oi, I must have stepped in a big pile of dreck somewhere because I am so lucky I can hardly stand it.
Oh, no. I'm the one who must have woken up in an alternate universe today because I don't recognize you. Where is my Schwester Sadie? Who are you today? What is going on and why is Morty a pain in the tuchus?
You know how busy I am trying to bake enough babka for the sisterhood bake sale, don't you?
Of course. I haven't even talked to you since yesterday because you've been so busy.
I know. It's beyond my control. I'm on a strict schedule and don't have a lot of free time right now.
I know. So, what did Morty do?
Oy, he's just been acting all for cocked.
What do you mean for cocked? How is he all screwed up? What's wrong with him?
I'll tell you. I ask him, Morty, what time do you want dinner? At 5:30 or 6? Because I'm trying to time the baking of the babka. Oh. And he says, I won't be hungry for 15 minutes, so don't make it now. Wait.
So, what's the problem?
What's the problem? Who says something like that? In 15 minutes? First of all, how does he know it will take him 15 minutes until he is hungry? And why not make it 16 minutes or 18 minutes? Hmm? How does he know it's going to be 15 minutes?
I never thought of it that way. I can always have a nosh. I never think that I'll be hungry in 15 minutes. How would I even know that?
So, you see what I'm dealing with here. No one thinks like that. He has never thought like that before. What could it be? What is wrong with him? Do you think I should be worried?
Oy vey, Sadie. Maybe there's something wrong with Marty.
Marty? My husband's name is Morty. What are you talking such nonsense? Is there something wrong with you, too?
Oy, I know your husband's name is Morty. Marty, what's the difference? It was just a slip of the tongue. It's not such a big deal. Relax.
Relax? I can't relax. There may be something terribly wrong with my husband.
Look, Sadie, most importantly, we have to figure out what's wrong with Marty. I mean, Margie.
Sophie!
No, I mean Morty. You know I mean Morty. That was just a joke.
Maybe another day that might be funny, Sophie, but not today.
Do you know what is funny?
No, Sophie, I don't. What's so funny?
I think it's funny how you are so anxious and I am the one who is so calm. You know, Sharon may be right.
What are you talking about?
Sharon said the solar flares are causing people to act differently.
Solar flares? Shmola flares! It has nothing to do with something happening millions of miles away. It is happening right here on Earth in my Morty's brain.
So, take him to the doctor if you're so worried.
That's a good idea. But then who will make the babka?
Sharon and I will make the babka until you get back.
That's very sweet of you, but making babka is not like baking a cake. 2 loaves of babka takes 4 hours to make, plus 24 hours to rise.
You mean there's yeast in the babka?
Oy, Sophie, you really don't pay much attention, do you?
Insults are not necessary, Schwester dear. But you are probably right. I spend more time eating your babka than I spend watching you make it.
You know, you may be able to finish off a couple of loaves I have in the fridge, but I'm not sure.
I have never tried to eat a couple of loaves at one time. Huh. But if Sharon helps me, we could try.
Oy, Gavard, Sophie, finish cooking, not eating. Oy, you're giving me a migraine already.
Yeah, no, let me call Sharon and see if she can help.
Hi, Ma. What do you want?
What do you want? Is that any way for you to talk to your mother? And how did you know it was me anyway?
Caller ID, Ma. You called me on my cell phone. I knew you were with Aunt Sadie, and I knew she was too busy to talk because she's too busy making babka. And Uncle Morty never calls me, so I knew it was you. Boom! I'm a detective.
Well, Miss Detective, your Aunt Sadie needs our help eating babka.
What?
I mean making babka for the sisterhood bake sale.
Sorry, Ma. I can't do it.
Why? What's more important than helping your family?
Stop laying on the guilt, Ma. I would if I could, but I can't.
Tell me why you can't.
I have a rehearsal.
Rehearsal for what?
Oi, band rehearsal for the coolest band in Brooklyn, the Brooktones. And I'm their new lead singer.
Sadie! Come here quick and take the phone and talk to Sharon. I'm about to plots.
Oi, things are just getting better and better by the second around here. What now? Hello, Sharon. Why does your mother want to plots?
Who knows? Maybe it was the solar storms or the new moon or something. But stress and confusion seemed to cast a shadow over Brooklyn that day. But don't worry, it was only temporary. Sadie arranged for the doctor to make a house call so she could continue making babka. He said that as far as he could tell, Morty's brain was fine. Sadie fed Sophie some strudel so she wouldn't plots, and Sharon went off to rehearsal with her new band and had a blast. I'm off to the bake sale to buy one of Sadie's babkas. You know what the Yentas say? They're the best in Brooklyn. Tune in again next time for more adventures with Sadie and Sophie.
Okay. It's not that we're old, because we're not. But every once in a while, you get those reminders that maybe we're a little older than we think we are.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I look in the mirror, I go, oh, who is that old lady? I mean, I was like caught totally off guard. I was not expecting her. But, you know you're getting older when?
Yes.
When your glasses need glasses.
You know what? That happened to me today. Honest to God, I have contacts. I have monovision. And I was doing something on the computer.
Okay, wait. Explain monovision.
Monovision means you have one lens for distance and one for reading.
Right, so one far, one near.
One's far, one is near, and your head like automatically does it. I mean, if you look up, I automatically look through my right eye. If I look down to read, I automatically look through my left eye.
Because your brain is so smart.
Because your brain just does that. Monolens is a very cool thing.
So anyway, that way you don't have to have bifocals in your contacts.
Correct, right. And it works much better. But
except today.
I don't know why. I just couldn't read what I was doing on the damn computer, and I had to put glasses over my contacts, which made my left eye, the reading lens, very blurry, but the right eye was awesome.
And confused. Okay, I got one for you. You're getting old when you're so tired that the bags under your eyes are bigger than your boobs.
If that happened to me, we'd really be in trouble.
Just saying.
We don't want that to happen to Erica.
And also when they remake one of your favorite movies.
And
you see it again out in the movie theater.
Yes.
Right.
Overboard with Goldie Hawn.
Yes, I saw that.
Oh, that was
Love that movie.
Well, they're remaking it now.
Them.
And what was really cool is she was the rich, snotty one on the yacht.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, they have flipped it this time. So the guy on the yacht is the rich, snotty one who falls overboard. Not to give away any of the plot or anything, but it's just kind of fun because it's the girl who pulls it over his eyes, and it just looks really cute.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
But I do love the original so much, but I do want to see that.
You know you're getting old when, and I saw this as a joke, there's a lady going to try on bathing suits, and she says to the cashier, but I don't need both parts because everything tucked into the bottom. I saw it on the internet, I swear.
But listen, before we leave movies, you know what else they're doing a remake, but it's going to be a Netflix?
What?
Lost in Space. Danger, Will Robinson.
Danger.
Remember?
Yes.
Yeah. It's coming out on Netflix. I want to see
it. I want to know who's going to play Dr. Smith. Handsome, pretty handsome Dr. Smith.
I don't know.
No, that should be
who's
good.
Gonna
and
play
they're
Will
remaking
Robinson.
Lara Croft Tomb Raider. You know,
so they're really redoing all the characters and putting someone else in her place, or is it a prequel?
Angelina Jolie was the one that I loved who did it originally, and that's taken from a game series.
Right.
And they have a new girl in who's supposedly great. She does a lot of her stunts, but she's not as well endowed as the cartoon character was, or as Angelina Jolie was portrayed.
Yeah.
And some people complained about that.
Oh.
But I think it's easier to move if you don't have too much to move around.
I can attest to that.
I think it's actually better. And I think, I don't know if it's going straight to Netflix or if it's going to be in the movies, but we should look out for it because I love girl power.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I love girl power. I love girls that are empowered. I just love all that. And I love Roseanne being Granny Rosie.
That's like a remake. You know you're getting older when.
Yes.
Because
a
lot of people probably don't remember when she was originally on.
Okay.
Well,
because how long
ago
was that?
That's hard for me to believe somebody doesn't remember that, but that's because I'm getting older.
Yeah.
But it seems like just yesterday that show was on. Come on.
Everything seems like just yesterday. That's how you know you're getting older.
On this latest episode, let's see. What was Roseanne's daughter's name?
Darlene.
Darlene's daughter has a daughter, and her daughter was mouthing off to Darlene, and Darlene was taking it. And you know, Roseanne, she doesn't put up. Granny Rosie doesn't put up with a lot. So you have to watch it if you haven't. I don't want to
spoil it for Diana, because she has.
But you need to see Granny Rosie in action and say, it's back.
Yes, absolutely.
It's funny. And you know, do you notice some things, like you still do the old way and people start to make fun of you? I mean, I still write checks. I don't do the online banking. And you know how many of my friends make fun of me?
Oh, that means you're old?
All of them.
And I'm like,
you're getting, I guess so.
You know you're old when you're the only one that writes in cursive, too.
See, true. I think everyone should still know that. I don't.
Well, they don't teach it in school
anymore.
That's
stupid.
It's a secret language. Well, pretty soon we'll be able to use it.
If they can teach in school about transgender issues and my two dads, then they have time to teach cursive, because our founding documents are in cursive. And if you can't write it, then you can't read it.
But some schools
you can't use this bathroom unless you can read the cursive way to get in.
You'd have a lot of people peeing on the floor. Jesus, God.
Oh. That's really funny. Any more you know you're old when?
No, can't remember. There's
I'm sure there's a lot of them out there. So if any of our loyal listeners, as Diana loves to say, wants to share some you know you're old when things, which we could actually have as an ongoing series, because I know there's a million of them, why don't you contact us at...
You can go to our website, www.babesandvoiceland.com, or you can contact us on email at babesandvoiceland@gmail.com.
That's right. Very good. So we hope to hear from you.
We do. And listen, before we end this, I think that any listener that sends us a banter idea, we should, providing it's like, okay. We should do it.
Okay, we're going to do it. In the meantime, everybody getting older, walk on your hands so everything goes back to where it belongs.
And now here's a chance for us to laugh right along with you at ourselves. Here's some outtakes to wind up tonight's show.
You know, you may be able to finish off a couple of...
Stop lying on the guilt. Lying.
I'm telling the truth here.
I just want to lie down.
No, lying down on the jaw. Go.
Sadie!
Wait. Sadie! Just take the line again and say Brooke tones better, okay?
Okay. All right.
Oi.
Oi! Band rehearsal for the coolest band in Brooklyn, the Brooke tones.
No, the Brooke tones.
The Brooke tones.
Yeah, there you go. Try it one more time.
Okay.
But stress and confusion seemed to cast a shadow over Brooklyn that day. But stress and confusion seemed to cast a shadow over Brooklyn that day. Thanks for listening to Babes in Voiceland. We really appreciate you. And remember, you can hear us on our website, babesinvoiceland.com, Apple Podcast, and also www.dbtv.com. Tune in again next time.